from a west side girl to a south side girl to a north side girl to a east side girl. She's fierce, fierce, she's fierce, fierce, fierce.
You are now listening fierce to the Fierce Female Network.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. And thank you for tuning in to the Fierce Female Network. I am your girl, Fierce. Today is January 18, 2021. It is 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it is 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And we are going to have a blast on today with Miss Ramir, Million Dollar Matchmaker, and Sherry Nelson is going to be coming up as well. I hope I pronounced her name right. If not, she will correct me. All right, before we jump into all the fun and all the deliciousness with our fabulous, fabulous, fabulous guest on today, the Million Dollar Matchmaker. Oh, my goodness, I can't wait to find out all the tips and tricks that she has to share with us during this time on dating. And she's also a transformational life coach. She's an expert on relationship building. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. And fitness. We need some fitness tips as well. You know, we're all eating during this particular time right now that's going on within the universe. And so we need some tips and tricks to help keep our figures slim. All right, before we get into that, let me back up just a little bit. I want you guys to go over to Facebook, 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 and give your girl a like. Yes, please use the keyword Fierce Female on Facebook and give the page a like, if you will. All right, so we're going to jump right in. I'm going to say hello to my guest on today. Hello, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Very nice to be here. You sound wonderful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. And I don't want to mispronounce your name. How do you pronounce your name?
So it is Aviva Reimer.
Aviva. Oh, that's just like Aviva, like life. You're a life force.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? you're a life
yes,
force.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
It so just kind of happened that way, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's quite a coincidence, isn't it?
It is a coincidence. You're a life coach. You transform lives. And your name is Aviva. And so I just want to kind of take a step at a time. I'm really honored to have you here. I'm really humbled that you've blessed the airwaves and you're here sharing on the Fierce Female Network. I really do appreciate your taking time out of your schedule to be here to share with the listening audience. As I said on last week, the first time we were heard in Bangladesh, and so we do have listeners internationally, and I'm really humbled to have listeners throughout the United States and internationally. So I'm really, it's still exciting and still celebrating that as well.
That's fantastic.
So now tell me a little bit about your matchmaking business. I know that you have been to the Matchmaking Institute of New York. And tell me a little bit, how did you get into matchmaking? Is it something you were always interested in, or did it just kind of come later on in life?
Well, good question. You know, I didn't wake up one morning and say, you know, I think I'd like to be a matchmaker. No, definitely not. But I did have a sixth sense for people, and I also the way it matchmaking just fell in my lap. So through an event that I threw, and because I work with people on a very personal level in transformation, and I'm helping people as their guide in their personal development and all kinds of, you know, wonderful things that they decide and choices and all that good stuff. And what ends up happening, these individuals, you know, they grow as people and they want to meet somebody on their level. So I threw an event one day and I had two gentlemen ask me if I would be able to help them personally. And that would be, you know, to introduce them to someone like me, they said, because they want someone open-minded. They want somebody who is serious about falling in love and actually growing old with someone. And they were so tired of, you know, having to you know, try to figure people out and, you know, continue to go out for dinners with something that just didn't feel like substance to them. And they just didn't have the, they were entrepreneurs, they're business owners, they didn't have the time to actually, you know, get into the process of elimination and pre-qualify themselves. So this is what people, you know, decide to do, hire a matchmaker. And I felt that that was the last piece of the puzzle, since I'm transforming people already to a better version of themselves.
You know, and speaking about matchmaking, I just want to veer to the left a little bit, and I just want to get your take on different shows. Of course, they come on, and I know it's part entertainment and the individuals that's on, like, the shows like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Now, what's your take on different shows like that?
Well, I have heard that they're quite heavily scripted as well.
Really?
There's probably, yeah, in the United States, that's what I heard. But, you know, obviously it is a reality show. But, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from them, you know, really caring about each other. I think that it's very possible during that process, because that's what they signed up for, you know. But it is somewhat of a show, entertainment as well, because, you know, half the country is watching it.
That's true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
And so now,
yes,
I just want to kind of turn the tables a little bit to the right in regard to personal development. Do you mind sharing a little bit as far as some of your tips and some of your techniques that you use during personal development? Especially, you know, you can't help but talk about COVID, because we're all experiencing it right now all across the universe. Of course, we know that we're in a pandemic.
Yes.
And so as far as business owners, what can business owners do to kind of pull themselves up? What type of personal development can they practice at home? What kind of techniques can they use to maybe get their business to go in a different direction? Because, you know, so many businesses, of course, that were brick and mortar, they have to try and do something online. What can they do to kind of encourage themselves, you know, in this time to kind of pull themselves up?
Well, wow, that's a huge question, and that can be a show all on its own. But so I'm going to try to break this up a little bit.
Okay.
It's really, you know, sometimes. Okay, so I wrote a book called Becoming the Total Package, and in one of my chapters, I talk about what we can control and what we can't control. Mm-hmm. And I always speak very highly of, you know, we as people, we make choices in life, and these choices take us on a certain path that basically build the character that we become. And sometimes those choices aren't always the greatest, and, you know, hence why we are hurt and going through things all the time and all that. So it conditions us to be a specific type of person. So I think initially, when we know that we can control some things and some things we can't control, what does that leave us with? It leaves us with choice. So, you know, we have to decide based on our circumstances, based on our situations, of course. But ultimately, there's nothing out there that's going to serve you better than making the choice to stay positive and accepting the fact that all you're going to do is just your best and be okay with that. And there are other things, of course, that you can also implement into that positivity that will help you actually manifest, you know, what it is that you want. I do that through meditation. I do that through prayer. I try to do my best to take care of myself in ways that really serve me, you know, and it's those little things that make you happy, you know, whether it's people you love, whether it's friendships, you know, whether it's going for walks, whether it's, I mean, right now we can't do a lot of shopping, I guess, not in Canada, but, you know, to go out and do something nice for yourself, hot baths, things that make you relax and happy, knowing that you are slowly riding the wave of this, you know, pandemic. And if you take on that perception and that kind of mindset, which is, you know, mindset is really what it's all about, then I can guarantee you, you're going to pull yourself out of it, or something is going to come into your life that is meant for you to succeed. I strongly advise people to do those little things that make them feel good. And I don't mean eat, you know, 2 barrels of ice cream or anything like that. I'm saying, you know, things that make you happy as a human being, you know. And we're all different, you know. Some people appreciate a good cigar. Some people like to go for a walk. Some people exercise. And, you know, I'm definitely going to tell you that exercise is going to pull you out of just about anything. So
yeah,
it's a combination of things that are really going to set you up to succeed. And you have to be ready for that. And it's a decision that you have to make, to choose that. I mean, what are we going to choose otherwise? That's for me personally, and for a lot of my guidance, you know, I don't see that as an option.
You know, and I do want to say this. You look amazing. There is such a glow about you. There is such a shine about you, and it's just your energy is just amazing. It's just full of life, and it's just so wonderful, the energy that you have about yourself. And I really appreciate the energy that you have. Is very soft, and it's very, of course, positive, and it's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows, even in your picture, it just shows, even in the picture, looking at your picture.
Oh, thank you.
You're more than
Thank you. Well, I'm
You're
glad
welcome.
Because, you know, this is who I am, and this is, you know, actually what people feel for me when I'm with them, because, I truly care. And I'm really happy to hear you say that, because, you know, it just reinforces me in a way where I know that, you know, when people see me, that if they can feel that, then that's exactly what I want them to feel.
Yes, it's almost like, you know, when I look at your picture, it's like you're saying you are welcome. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're saying you're welcome. Like whoever the client-to-be is, you're letting them know that you're quite welcome to be here. You're quite welcome in my space. I'm here to help you. I'm here
mm-hmm.
to assist you. You know, and it's just, that's the energy that I get from your picture when I look at your picture.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Means a lot. Very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell me a little bit more about your book, because it's very interesting and it's very helpful, and I would love to know more about your book, and I know the listening audience could really learn a lot from the book that you've written. So
mm-hmm.
we're just interested to know more about the book that you've penned.
Okay. So my book is a series of chapters which really translates into a recipe for someone to really take control of their mind and make some really healthy decisions towards, you know, potentially making some changes or adjustments. You know, it's really, it's individual, right? Each person has their own share of happiness and sadness and circumstance, and, you know, everyone has their own timeline in life, you know. So you really have to be conscious of, you know, where you want to go. And once you can make that decision to do that, you know, you're automatically changing your energy and you are creating, a fresh path. That's going to also consist of choices. And the book is basically a recipe of mindset, you know, and specific perception around things. I explain to everyone how the world really works and how we perceive the world and what reality really is on a more deeper level, so that once they get to the part of the book where they get to work on themselves, they kind of understand logistically how they got there, you know, and they start identifying things within themselves that they maybe have not seen before or addressed before or maybe even were not ready for. So, and it's a recipe of different perspectives, and it's a guide for people to opt into. And it sounds very simple in my book, you know, but it's not as simple as it sounds. So, and someone's life holistically changes, right? If they make the decisions to do it.
Okay. You know, that's wonderful. And we can all learn from something. I'm sorry?
Oh, no, no, go ahead, go ahead.
Yes, I was going to say that we all can learn and from your book. And so I want you to tell the listening audience where they can purchase the book. And I know it will be highly effective in all of our lives if we read the different chapters and help us to get a hold of our mindset. Because I believe that we all can change a little bit from level to level.
Mm-hmm.
I always think of it as a way of peeling back the onion skins because
mm-hmm.
I believe in growth. I believe in daily growth. Sometimes, some days,
mm-hmm.
maybe we don't grow as much as the next day. And I believe in scratching a little bit every day as far as my energy, my spirit, and the way that I think, and scratching it in
mm-hmm.
a positive way. And if I can help somebody
mm-hmm.
else to scratch
mm-hmm.
a little bit in a positive way, it's a great thing. And so I think your book is
mm-hmm.
the tool
mm-hmm.
that we all need to help to scratch us just a little bit in the right direction and making choices. And I believe that it'll be a book to assist us in doing that. So if you can tell us and
mm-hmm.
share with us where we can find your book and where to pick it up or purchase it online, that would be phenomenal.
Okay, well, first of all, if you happen to know that I just launched my Audible version, it's on iTunes and Amazon, and you can find it probably by its name, which is Becoming the Total Package. I also sell the book in my journal on my website, avivareimer.com, and also on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, and all that good stuff. And, you know, this book is ideal for anyone going through things that are just really had enough or ready to make some changes and they need someone to hold their hand through it. And I do that through the book. And it's also for people who are, you know, struggling with dating and trying to figure people out. And, you know, I really give you some good tips as what to look for and how to identify, you know, red flags. You know, what to do, what's important, what's not important, what should be relevant, not relevant. You know, I take you through all kinds of steps in the book, fitness, diet. There's some really great advice and in a way that you can do at your pace. So, you know, don't be overwhelmed by it. And I literally support you in that book. And there's matchmaking. I talk about that. There's first dates, rules of engagement, you know, what's important mm-hmm. in relationships. What are the differences between men and women? And, you know, I can go on and on. But this is where you can find my book on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble. I'm just repeating it one more time. And also avivareimer.com.
I love it. I love it. It's almost like we're getting life lessons in your book. You
yes.
know, it's almost like,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
I think you're speaking my language because on my YouTube channel, I try to do these short versions of life lessons, and I call them life lessons. So,
you know,
yes,
it's funny.
Very
much so. It's funny that you said that you mentioned YouTube because it's almost like you jumped in my mind for a minute because I was just about to.
That's possible.
Funny.
I seem to jump into a lot of minds.
I'm sorry?
Yes. I jump into a lot of minds, actually, yes.
Oh, okay.
And I never leave.
You never leave.
No, I'm just kidding. Now. I'm just playing with you now.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's fine. It's fine. I was going to ask you if you ever did a type of a show online, but you just kind of answered my question with your YouTube channel, if you ever did an interaction online with different individuals as far as life lessons or just taking a few moments
no.
to... No?
No, unfortunately not, because, you know, when it comes to life lessons, everybody's very private. So unless it's a show... Right, like a reality show, like Bachelor, Bachelorette. I'm actually looking into doing a cooking show because I love to be in the kitchen, and I think it's such an easy place to have conversations. So I'm looking forward to, once this COVID situation, you know, relaxes a little bit more and everybody can move around a little bit more and start getting inspired a little bit more, we can look at doing something like that. And talking about relationships, you know, for example, cooking with love. I can mean all kinds of different things. And, you know, have some fun with it.
You know, I was just going to ask you about diet as far as what type of diet do you keep as far as foods. I know everyone is more into being health conscious and making, you know, healthy choices with our eating.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going to ask you if there's any particular choices that you follow? Are you vegetarian, vegan, or Mediterranean diet, or?
Well, I grew up on meat and potatoes, so it's very difficult for me to leave protein behind in a meat form. So I love to, you know, I love to eat meat. So, but I have tried a little bit of everything, and I have a high protein diet, similar to paleo, or just a high protein diet. I do have carbs such as quinoa or a little bit of sweet potato or a little bit of rice, usually for lunch, never in the evening because it's too heavy. And, you know, there's all kinds of different things that people can do, but different things work for different folks, different strokes for different folks. So it's really depending on, you know, your health situation, your if you have any thyroid issues, you know, what have you been doing before, a lot of habits. And so, you know, you have to try to break through some of those habits and just do some small adjustments, you know, small leaps leading to big leaps and get there eventually. The whole point is, you know, that it's not a race, it's a marathon. You just get there eventually.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of different tips I could share with you. You know, if you want to ask me a specific question, I could definitely help you with that.
When it comes to diet, so I want to know, let me ask you, I was going to take a break, but we'll just kind of forego the break because I love things about health and diet. So now when it comes to diet, what are some of the best maybe nuts that we can eat or protein foods that we can eat every day or maybe a couple of times a week that we can get into our diet to just kind of help us a little bit as far as getting more protein into our diet?
Right. Well, when you're on the go, you can definitely keep some nuts. In the car, or home, on the go, just don't eat like 10 handfuls. You're supposed to have about 10, 12 nuts at the, you know, at one time, maybe once a day with an apple or something like that if you really need to snack on something. Because they're super high, it's great fiber, high in fats, but it could also be too much fat. So you got to minimize it to about 10 nuts, and it could be any nut. It could be almonds, it could be walnuts, it could be pistachios. Any kind of nut is really, really great. And but all in moderation. You cannot go crazy because it's a lot of fat. You know, another great tip is, you know, having small meals more often. That, I mean, that's everybody, a lot of people know about that, literally. Like, and try not to have carbs at night. You know, if you are going to have some rice or something like that, make sure that it's for lunch, and it has to be a very small portion, like half a cup or a cup, depending on your body weight. So you know, you just got to eyeball it a little bit and a little bit less, and then you're good.
Okay.
You know, don't eat after 8 o'clock.
Don't eat after 8 o'clock. Okay. That's a very great tip.
Yes.
And also, while we still have a little bit of time, because we do have Sherry Nelson that's going to be coming up in a few minutes, I did want to get a few tips out to the listening audience as far as fitness. What type of fitness exercise can individuals do, maybe around the home, something where they can burn a few calories at home? What kind of things or exercises can individuals do right in the home?
Right. Well, considering, you know, again, everybody's different levels of athleticism or, you know, different levels of blood pressure. There's all kinds of different things out there, but it's always really good for everybody to start moving, and they can do tiny little things. But the more things they do with their body in one movement, the more bang for your buck that you get, and the faster you get your heart rate up. And definitely warm up really well, even walking on the spot, depending on your age group. But there's so many things that you can do. If you want to get a little bit more intense, you know, burpees, squat jumps, alternating, lunge jumps, there's so many things you can do. And interval training is really, really great because, you stay really lean, your agility improves, your core improves, and, you know, it's important. Fitness is an anti-aging source. That's the only way you're going to stay young.
Okay. All right. Now, I do want to turn a little bit. Now, you guys, you heard that fitness is the number one way for anti-aging. You heard that? Fitness,
yes,
and diet.
Absolutely.
Those things, which is really key.
It
and
is.
So I do.
Yes,
it is. I do want to turn
sure
a little
is.
Bit.
I've spoken about that before many times. It definitely is. It reverses the aging process.
Reverses.
It optimizes everything. Yes, and it because what happens is, you know, it's not just your outer body and your muscles that you're working. You're also working your organs, because what you're doing is you're optimizing your engine, internal engine, to operate on a very high level. So if you think of food as fuel, you know, if you're driving an Audi, if you're driving a Mercedes, if you're driving something, you know, a little bit more luxurious, it, you know, deserves a higher octane gas. Well, the same with the diet, more alkaline diet, you know, low-fat diet, you know, eating raw foods, eating a lot of greens, things like that. It's really important. It is anti-aging. So what it does is basically optimizes your organs. So if you feed your body garbage, they're going to behave like garbage. So once you start making those changes, everything works a lot better. You know, you have a fatty liver that will improve. Your lung capacity improves. Your heart improves. You know, your kidney function improves because you're not drinking. You're drinking water. Like, everything improves, you know. So it really depends on the choice that you want to make for yourself and the rest of your life. You know, what is your life worth to you?
Delicious. That is delicious. You heard it, folks. That was delicious. And I do want to, while we do have a few moments left, I do want to ask you about your writing, because I know that you do from time to time write for the Huffington Post and Zomer. I'm not as familiar with Zomer. Can you tell us a little bit about Zomer and what type of articles do you write for Zomer? I'm not familiar with Zomer. Can you educate us a little bit?
Sure. Okay. Sure. Well, Zomer magazine is a little bit more mature demographic, definitely 40s, 50s, 60s. It's been around for a very long time. I believe they have some kind of TV now as well. I'm not 100% sure. So I've written for them, you know, and it's I usually speak about, you know, very important topics that readers, real life things that readers really want to talk about. Of course, I haven't done a little bit of that lately because of COVID and all that stuff, and I've just been focusing on my clients. But, I actually have a blog on my website, on my perfect-fit.ca website, and people can register into that, and they're able to read a lot of, you know, informative stuff on dating, relationships, matchmaking, life issues, you know, scenarios, and also inspirational articles as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I am going to turn and take a break just for a moment, then we're going to come back and wrap up just a little bit. Sherry Nelson is going to join us in a few moments, and so I'm going to take a little bit of break, and then we're going to wrap up, if that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So we have a little break, and here it is. This is Adrian's Song by J-Sound. So I'm going to wrap up with Aviva. I do see that Sherry Nelson has arrived. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. Give me one moment. Aviva, I do want you to share with us once again your website so we can visit your website and get registered and read all the great information that you have for us on your website.
Okay. So I am a transformational life coach, and for the coaching, I manage a website, avivareimer.com. Any kind of questions or anything at all, you can reach me there. I also have my matchmaking firm, which is Perfect, www.perfect-fit.ca, and there's a lot of information about my process, if that's something you're interested in. And I also have a blog there where you can go and sign up, and it'll just share really, really great stuff with you as you being a part of that.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it. And I do have some wonderful gifts for you and Miss Sherry. And so if you if there's a way that you would like for those gifts to be sent to you, you can please share that information with Eileen Shapiro, and then I can retrieve it from her and get those gifts out to you. And so I would just love to share those gifts with you and Ms. Sherry. So thank you once again for taking time out of your schedule. I really do appreciate you sharing today on the Fierce Female Network. It has been a wonderful time here on today, learning all the information in regard to your business and talking a little bit about matchmaking, diet, and fitness, and particularly, especially the book. So I want you guys really to get the book. We can all learn from the book. And so it's the total package. I want you to go to Amazon.com. I want you to take the book and get those life lessons. She has a lot of golden nuggets. When there's golden nuggets out there, you got to grab them. So grab the golden nugget, Becoming the Total Package. All right, so that book is a golden nugget. I want you guys to pick it up and chew, and learn from Aviva. And so right now I'm going to turn the tables just a little bit to Sherry Nelson. Hi, Sherry Nelson. You're on the air with Fierce, and this is the Fierce Female Network. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and I'm excited to be here. And how is everything in Illinois?
Well, it's okay. We're getting through it one day at a time. We're just trying to, get through it. Things are a little tough, as you know, but we're making it.
Well, and I don't like to date myself, but I wanted to say happy Martin Luther King Day because, you are a spirit strategist and an icon, and your mindset and everything that you do, just like Martin Luther King Jr., is timeless. So I'm really excited to be here visiting with you and sharing this day with you.
Wow, I really do appreciate your saying that. That was a blessing. That was a blessing. I really do appreciate you speaking that wonderful life-giving energy into my life. That was wonderful. I really do appreciate it.
Yes. Well, and I was reading about you, and you really did inspire me because, all day today, I'm that person that likes to, I like to collect quotes and things, and Martin Luther King and John F. Kennedy, they're two of my most favorite, quote keepers. And I was reading some of his quotes again today, Martin Luther King Jr., and there's a couple that actually reminded me of the essence of you, if I could share with you my favorite two that really epitomized what you are and what you do.
Absolutely.
Well, in honor of his 92nd birthday, I think of you and his quote, "I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. And if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." And I know that you, from what I'm learning, you are one of the most selfless ladies out there. And I hope that you don't mind, but I spoke to Brian from our television show, and we'd like to have you on our show if we could.
Ms. Nelson, that's such an honor. That's such an honor. And I am just blown away, and I am so humble. Thank you. I would appreciate
no,
that.
No, thank
and,
you.
You know what? The word that you're speaking is just mind-blowing, because it's true. It's really true. I am a selfless person. I give. I never stop giving. If I'm not giving, then I haven't did anything for the day. If I haven't given out of myself within the day, then I haven't did anything. That's just the way I am. That's the way I live my life. So that's just amazing that you would say that.
Yeah, no, and I'm drawn to people. I'm drawn to people that take the more difficult path. We all have hurdles in our lives. You have extensive hurdles in your life, and I highly respect and I admire that you continue to forge forward, because for me, I know for myself it would be easy just to, go into a dark cave and hide. But you, instead of, putting yourself first, you put everyone else first, and it's just, there's one in a million that do that. And, thank goodness that, I know you, and I'm not the most popular girl in the world, but I do have a big mouth. So I'm going to start sending out your messages and telling my friends about you because, you're one of those bright lights that I think can help people put a little extra spring in their stride.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to definitely follow you on Instagram and Twitter I'm definitely going to be communicating with you, and I look forward to getting the gift out to you. That just encourages me even the more to keep doing what I do and trying to encourage and inspire other people. You know, it just keeps me lifted up, and it just feels good to help somebody else and to encourage somebody else. I think the world would be a whole lot better place if we all took the time out to help somebody and inspire somebody and keep someone else encouraged.
Yes, yes, and that is, you know, the true essence of how you found everything is based on a healthy emotion, a healthy mindset, and with that, you've got the energy, the drive that, you know, you can, you know, run after what you hope to succeed. And I think that's important rather than, you know, that new pair of runners that might make you run faster. You are one of those few that sees the realness, you know, the foundation. And, you know, I always tell people we've won the lottery by being here. So why not, you know, thank the Lord that we are here and do the best we can for him. So, you know, he's proud that he gave us the gift.
I love that. I love the way you put it. We've won the lottery just by being here.
Yes, yes. You know, I just, like you said, you do so much for so many that it's just a natural extension of you. And it truly does make you feel better when you, you know, on social media make a positive post because, you know, we are all kind of in house arrest that I don't understand when, you know, people will criticize an opinion. You're like, that takes more effort.
You know, it does, and it does come natural to me to get up every morning and put a post out that's positive, that will give someone a little energy to make it throughout the day.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
I do have to say this before we keep going on. You are phenomenal. You are so gorgeous, Michelle.
No. Oh, thank you. If anybody goes to your website, Adrian F. Mason, you know, when I first saw you and I heard the word fierce, I thought, oh goodness, I'm intimidated. Oh no, what is she going to be like? And you are fierce. You're very attractive, but you've got an amazing presence. And then I'm listening to your interviews and you've got the most gentlest, kind, enveloping voice that it's comforting. So, my goodness, you can do anything.
Oh my goodness. You are amazing. You are amazing. You know, it's interesting that, and this is the first time I think ever in since 2007, since the show has been around, that anyone has turned the table towards me.
No, I don't mean to, but I get so excited when I see a beacon of goodness, and I cannot wait to share with people. So you're wonderful. You're one in a million, and thank goodness that you are doing what you're doing so we can all share you.
Oh, bless your heart. You know, it's interesting. I'm waiting to do a photo shoot, and I haven't because of course with COVID and, you know, uh-huh. with the makeup and all of these things, you still be a little bit worried. So I'm just kind of waiting to do what I do. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I want to do the photo shoot to get the photos for the magazine cover, but you can't, you know, you just have to kind of wait a little bit. And then you come along, Miss Nelson, and just bless my spirit and with the opportunity to share, you know, on the show that you have. So, I mean, that's such a blessing. That's really wonderful. I really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But, no, I empathize with you with having things postponed. I'm up in Canada, and every time I'm thinking, okay, I'll be there in the new year. Okay, the government said, no, I can't. Right now, I can't cross the border now until the end of February. So, hoping March, you know, but as you always say, God acts in mysterious ways. A little extra time to tone a little bit tighter.
That is really something. So, now tell me, what's coming up on your schedule? I know it's hard and a little bit difficult, and we still try to work a little bit every day in different ways. So, tell me a little bit what you have coming up on your schedule.
Yeah. No, every day I try to do something and accomplish something, much like yourself. I've been fortunate with COVID to be working with Brian Sebastian on his movie reviews and more. I do most of the more. We've got about 8 of us girls, and they're all beautiful and gorgeous. And, you know, you love to be around women that inspire you to be the best you can be. And so we talk to people in entertainment, we talk to authors, we talk to, you know, people, you know, health advocates and things like that. So I've been doing a lot with that show, research, homework, writing. And then I've also been co-hosting on a couple other shows as a guest host with Debbie Perkins on her Hollywood Red Carpet radio show, and then a friend of mine in Canada, the Freaking Awesome podcast out of Ontario. So I've been lucky that I've been reading. I've been doing more work now than when I was in university, so it's good to be busy. And wow. Then a wonderful man, and I don't know if you drink much, but the great Stephen Gubb, he has just taken me on to be the face of his Gubba Rum. And as you say, a photo shoot. Well, I have a photo shoot that was scheduled for February, now March, where I'll be doing the face of his Gubba Gold and Gubba Vanilla. The Gubba Gold and Gubba Silver rum campaign, and it'll be a high-end campaign type of throwback to the 1980s Black Velvet alcohol campaign. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I really enjoy his alcohol. I'm not a big drinker, but his rum, and hopefully if you like, I'd love to send you some. It's no chemicals, no preservatives. The Gubba Gold is a vanilla based, and the Gubba Silver is a coconut based. So, you know, you'll feel good and look good drinking it. And so I have that.
Okay. Maybe I'll strike a pose with a glass of it in my hand. I don't know.
I would love that. Yes. Oh, my goodness. When I know where we'll be for the photo shoot, because February was going to be in Texas, but now I'm not sure where we'll be, but I will alert you, and if God willing, you'll be close, and you can come join us.
You know, you are a very creative soul. You're very creative. All this creativity and intuition and ingenuity. I mean, you are just like, you're like a butterfly. I love butterflies. I've been captivated by loving butterflies because they change, and they just change into, you know, beautiful, beautiful, delicate creatures that just float through the air. And that's how you are. You're this light, beautiful energy that just kind of floats. And you're almost like, have you ever seen the fireflies?
Yes.
You're like a little firefly. You know how they glow at night?
I love that.
I don't know where it came from.
Oh, my goodness, you've made my day. No, I just, I'm the girl that's, you know, the glass is, you know, half full. I'm happy to wake up every day. I'm happy I'm here. And, you know, and God bless Brian Sebastian for taking me on, because I've only been in entertainment for about 8 months. So for him to take a gamble on me, you know, I do what I can to never disrespect him and hopefully make him proud. But I always want to give value back to people, you know. There's so many shows out there that, you know, I want to build trust that if people say, oh, Sherry said that I would like this, I believe her, you know. So I always want to give something to people, much like yourself, where after 30 minutes they go, that was really good. I never knew that before, you know? So I always hope to add value and positivity, you know, because, you know, life, if you choose it, it is difficult, you know, and the one, I guess, silver lining with COVID is it's turned many more people onto, you know, internet streaming services. So we get to watch what we want when we want, and there's so many to choose from that you sure hope that yours is the bright light out there among the menu items.
Yes, and so you are that fire.
I love that. Thank
you.
In
the night that just shines and beams all over the place. And, you know, with those beautiful little insects, when we were children, you could never take your eyes off of them because they were so beautiful to watch. That's how you are. Your energy is just
really
so beautiful. And so no one wants to take their eyes off of you.
Oh, I wish, but thank you. No, in Canada, I have never seen one, but I was in Indonesia last year, and I saw them for the first time, and I was in awe. So now I'll always think of you if I see them again.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, it's almost like I feel a collaboration developing. I really do. I think we're really kindred spirits, to tell you the truth. I really do.
I hope so, because when I was reading about you, I thought, wow, you're amazing. And I actually sent it to Eileen Shapiro, and I said, this lady is magic. And Eileen goes, oh, I love her. I'm sure I've already interviewed her, or maybe in a past life. So, you know, you resonate, you know, because there's so much to you. And I love, you know, sharing quality, like I say with my friends, because everybody needs a little extra, you know, incentive or a little extra little tip of education that kind of helps them stay on the steady path of doing great things with themselves. So, I'm very excited about you, and I wish I knew about you sooner, but I'm really happy that I do know you, and I know that you can add value to anyone.
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate that. I just love pouring into others. I just really do. And so I do want to ask you a little, because I know that you're on the cover of Maximum Magazine, the cover girl. You came in number 4. I want to know what that experience was like.
Oh, well, I did not, I didn't win it, and I wasn't the cover. I was on the inside, but Maxim was so good to me. They did a full page of me, and I came in the top 4. And I had never, ever done that. I have a lumber background. I worked for my family. I was fourth generation in lumber wholesaling, and my family sold the company, and I was in the United States, you know, traveling around, hoping to continue in the lumber sector. And a photographer had seen my Facebook profile photo, and he suggested that I enter the Maxim magazine contest. And usually, you know, for Canadians, that's, you can't, because it's only open to American residents only. But it was international, so I thought, I'll do it, but I won't tell anyone. And so I did, and then the great Ronnie James at Comcast and the Global Galaxy Network saw my photo, and he broadcasted, "Vote for this girl." And it just took off, and it was so exciting. I couldn't believe it, because all I wanted was, you know, if you had Googled me before, there was nothing of me. But I thought, I hope that if you ever put my name in Google, there might be a nice photo of me. And so I was really lucky, and Maxim has been so good to me, and it was for the Jared Allen Homes for Wounded Warriors, and everything about it was great. It's a great magazine. I met so many people that all over the world that were sending me notes about supporting me. And it was funny, I had filled out the questionnaire, and I thought that I had filled it out incorrectly, because after I saw my answers and the other girl's answers, I thought, oh, I'm not going to make it after the first week. But you know, because I love business and the stock market and things like that. And a couple of the questions, like it said, if you won the contest and the prize was $25,000, I said, well, I would give it all away to, you know, Gary Sinise Wounded Foundation, and also to pro bono veterinarians who take care of animals. And everybody else, all the women seemed to vote for me for that fact, because they said, you're going to give the money back, and you're not going to spend the money on photos. And then the guys voted, just they liked it. But, I really enjoyed it. I'm happy I did it, and I'm here talking to you. So, you know, I always tell people, you know, take a risk. You never know, because we really are here for a very short amount of time. And, you know, just, you know, be as good as you can. All we have is our name and our legacy, and you know, I just hope that I can, you know, do as much as good as I can with Maxim, too, because now I'm connected to them. So I never, ever want to disrespect them or disappoint them or even the people that voted for me. So I always think of them in the back of my mind, that I did not get here alone. It is truly based on the support and kindness and selflessness of people taking time to go to their computer, find the website, and vote. And, you know, I'm overwhelmed and still in awe of it and thankful for it.
You know, I was listening to you. We truly are kindred spirits. I'm telling you, because I was listening to you talk about if you won $25,000, how you would give it away and give it back. And so one of my biggest dreams, if I ever got fortunate enough to do something, you know, that I really want to do, and that would be to rebuild and help individuals in places like Africa and Ghana. You know,
yes.
There's so many places like Haiti, you know, where they live. Of course, you understand those places are different. They don't have the same resources that we have. And so I would just love to help rebuild and do habitat and give them, because a lot of them don't have houses. They don't have shelter. And I think mm-hmm. that no one should have to live without shelter. No one should have to live without a nice pair of shoes. No one, some of those individuals, they can't even get a pair of shoes. You know, you wonder why they always wear sandals, why they always wear different pieces of clothing. It's because they can't get it. They are
yes.
they have to travel so far to get a pair of shoes. And I'm like,
yes.
my God, if I could send 100 pair of shoes over there, I totally would. I would.
Oh, definitely.
I would.
Well, when I said earlier that we've won the lottery, I actually took that from Warren Buffett because he said that living in the country we do with health care, with clean drinking water, you know, especially now with COVID, the government is supplying, you know, people in need with money to help them get by. So we have won the lottery in many, many ways. You know, first we're born, and because you have to outrace all those other ones in there, and then you're born in North America or, you know, in an industrialized country. But when I was in Indonesia, you know, there's a family that I adore, and he's got the most beautiful little girls, and, you know, I hope that when I can start getting ahead financially, I really do want to help. I don't want them to know. I just want to, you know, make sure that they have a good education. I want to make sure they want for nothing, you know, because these are really good and decent people, but they do not have the safety net that we have. And, you know, I worry about countries right now where, like, the division between who has and has not is so exposed now, and it's a tragedy. And I cannot wait for this, you know, this isolationism to end. So hopefully we can hug again and communicate again and visit again, because there is value in that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It truly is. And you have shared so much with the listening audience, and I appreciate everything that you shared. I'm telling you, you're just phenomenal.
No, thank you. So are you. Don't look in the mirror. You are an amazing lady, and obviously your audience is too, because they tapped into something they know is magic. So I highly respect your audience.
Thank you. And so I do want you to give out your website and your information where different individuals can follow you online, Instagram or Facebook, whichever you are more comfortable with. We'd appreciate that.
Yes, I am on Facebook, Sherry Nelson, Sherry, and I'm on Instagram and Twitter, and I did not think of being in the position I am when I created this, but I'm at XOXOSherryXO, and then you'll see me soon in the Great Gubba Rum ad, so if anyone is in the liquor store, take a look for it, because I hope you enjoy it. I know I do. You know, we all love a little vanilla or a little coconut in our lives, so... Cheers to you.
Wonderful. Well, guys, you heard this amazing, amazing interview. Amazing. And so I do want to ask one other question. We have about 5 minutes left. And so I do want to find out from Miss Sherry. I know that you are a host, a great TV host, and you do a lot of different shows. And I do want to ask one question. And so out of all the different people that you interview, who is the most intriguing to you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, right now you, but oh, my goodness. I think everybody, like I said, we're so lucky at the show because we get to meet so many different people. And on the other podcasts, I've met other it's hard to say because everyone's so unique. On Debbie Perkins' show, I got to meet Michael Moustassos, and he wrote and directed and starred in The Butcher. And I keep seeing he's winning award after award after award, and I'm so excited for him and thrilled that I got to speak to him about his movie. And, you know, of course, the great Mickey Burns, and, you know, we all like to be that rock star fan, and we've had, you know, Kenny Aronoff and Kenny Olsen and Steve Perkins. Oh, my goodness, I can't think now. Everybody. I love everybody because I take something from everybody and it, you know, I am empowered by them.
Wow. And what's your dream for the future? What do you hope to do? What do you aspire to do later in the future? What do you see yourself doing?
Well, I hope that I can continue in this industry. You know, I know it's fleeting and it's 15 minutes of fame, but you know, I just want to do as much as I can and hopefully build the reputation of someone, you know, that works hard and you can count on to show up on time and will, you know, put in as her best effort. So, you know, I don't think there's a limit on what I want to do. I just hope that someone sees that I'm of value to their project. I enjoy writing. I've written 2 screenplays, so that's an ultimate goal, is to hopefully see it on the screen. So I'm just learning how that happens and how, what avenues to go with that. So there's I enjoy the writing, and you know, it'd be great to put something on screen that you've had in your mind.
Yes, yes, phenomenal. You know, we share a lot. You know, I love to write, and I understand about a screenplay. I still have my college screenplays that my professors were pushing me to get it out.
Really?
Because they loved it. Yes.
Oh, really? Yes. Would you star in it, or would you have someone else? Because when I initially looked at you, I kept thinking of Angela Bassett because of the strength of her.
Wow. You know what? I always dreamed of, of course, the writing, and I love to direct. I love directing. And to me, I love acting, too, because my teacher said that they liked to see me on stage, that I was good. And so maybe I would be in it. I hadn't thought of that before, but
yeah.
The directing.
Well, Michael
Moustakas,
he did it all. And maybe that's the lucky charm. You know, he starred in it, he wrote it, he directed it. So you know what you want. You know your vision. So maybe that's the secret to having a successful film. And you have a great face. You can tell your eyes are very, you and I, like I have big eyes. So I have the worst poker face because people can tell with our eyes what we're thinking. So, you know, maybe that's a good thing in acting.
It is. You know, and I have a hard time, you know, really hiding what I'm thinking. It's like it's right on my sleeve. You can just look at my face and see. It's just like, you know, it's just really hard. I would never be able to, like you say, the poker face, I would lose every time. I would lose every time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. Now I see why they wear sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. You know, I just believe in being real. You know, that's just who I am. I believe in being real. I'm going to tell you what I think.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be honest, you know. And
yeah,
that's
all we can hope for. Yes.
That's right. And so we have just about 1 moment left. We have about 1 minute left. In this episode, and of course I'm going to reach out to you on Instagram and get your information so I can get the gifts out to you as well. I hadn't even said anything about Fierce Fire, which is my new line of perfume. I hadn't said anything, and so that's what you'll be getting. That's one of the things that you'll be getting is
Fierce
Fire.
I'm so excited because I was wondering what a fierce woman would wear. Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh my goodness. You are amazing. You are so amazing. You know what? When I'm going to send an email, of course, to Eileen Shapiro tonight, and I know that she's going to just be floored when I tell her how amazing everyone is. Last week was an amazing show.
They're the
guests are just, I'm telling you. And Jimmy Starr, I cannot stop talking about Jimmy Starr because this is how it all started with Jimmy Starr. He reached out and sent an email, something like that, and at first, I was so busy, I didn't really, I really wasn't focused at the time because I had so much going on. And then I emailed him back, and I talked to him on Twitter, and he was like, are you kidding me? And then Eileen sent the email with different individuals. I was like, oh, my God. It's the best thing that could ever happen to me, the best thing that could have ever happened.
They are.
To be in touch.
Yes, they'll take you up that mountain a lot faster than you anticipated. They are high energy. They're doers. They're the best. And all great things come from those, too. So, and I'm so happy that they brought us together.
I am. It's phenomenal. Ms. Sherry, we are out of time. And so I'm going to get, you know, Fierce Fire over to you. And we're going to chat a little bit, on Instagram and Facebook. And we're going to get to know each other more. And we're going to talk about the upcoming shows that you have. And so I am delighted. I cannot wait to share and to give myself and to help someone else through your channels. And that's such a blessing. And so I'm looking forward to that. Miss Sherry, I'm going to have you come back. You have so much.
Oh, I hope so.
I'm going to invite you to come back later on, perhaps in April, and then we can talk some more and share some more.
I would love to, and hopefully I'll meet you before that in person. And, you know, again, what an honor on Martin Luther King Day of all days that I got to finally meet you. And you are a blessing, and you're continuing his work. And, you know, your audience is blessed for you. And we cannot wait to have you on Brian Sebastian's show, because he was quite excited when I sent him your profile. So thank you for you, and thank you for doing what you do. We do need more of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. The music is going to queue up for the show, Fierce Female Network. Oh my
You're
God,
listening to the Fierce Female Network on iHeartRadio. Our call-in number is 215-383-3722. Your host is...